pinasok mo kasi yung pagiging influencer. So, hindi yung pagiging influencer, it's not just like, you know, hi guys, thank you for sponsoring me. Hindi lang siya ganun eh. It's more than that eh. For me, it's more than just showcasing products.
Hey guys, welcome to Barely Adults. We're a multimedia talk show where we, children in our early 20s, try to understand adulthood.
It's Sean, Anna, and Jo for episode number 3, and we're wondering, are we too young to know anything about the world?
Or have we taken control over what we expect from the world we live in?
Make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms at Barely Adults PH.
And yeah, don't forget to check out our other podcast episodes right above or below this one.
And there is so much happening in the world today, yet all we can really do is keep our eyes glued to our screens and use our keyboards to speak out. Honestly, even celebs can't stay away. So today, we're talking about social media and celebrity activism. So again, it's just you, me, and I was looking at Zoom and I was like, it's gonna be you, me, and Anna today. And I was like, they don't know who I'm talking about. It's gonna be me, Anna, and Jo today.
Yes.
Ella's not gonna be here just because
we should invite her.
Joke.
So Ella, if you're listening to this podcast, oh, yun yung reason talaga. There's just
actually, yung reason namin na kami na lang.
Oh. No, but real. It's just
alam mo yun sa ano, yung parang America's Next Top Model kapag pag fade out ng isang model, yeah. Nag-fade out na.
Sorry, Ella, bukod sa nag-fade out ka, we're fading na din. You know what? I'm kind of bothered because I'm getting so used to like facing people, you guys, ng pag-ligo, walang makeup.
Yeah.
You know, like, effort.
No, honestly, a while ago, diba, I came in and I didn't have my hair fixed or anything. I didn't even shave. But when I got water, I couldn't help. But like, sabi ko, hindi ako makapag-focus pag hindi maayos yung buhok ko. So nag-ayos muna ako ng buhok. Bago ako bumalik.
Huh? Pero sana all naayos yung buhok. Pero guys, so for the listeners lang, kalbo na po ako.
Lordy.
Yeah, I'm
Lordy. Mukha ka na ano, parang ng Tony LaBrusca na downgraded ng mga 10 times. Joke.
Tony Gonzaga na
lang. Alright. Sige, tama ng pagbabash. Let's go forward sa pagbabash ng ibang. Joke lang.
We're so off topic already. But you know what?
No, bakit ko in-open up to? Anyway, it's 10:43 in the evening.
It is.
Talking to each other. Sobrang sweet late night calls.
Diba? Ano pala tayo mag-jowa?
Let's talk about what we're gonna talk about.
Mamaya, we're just gonna, you know, fall asleep talking to each other. Wow!
Boy, stop it. Gusto ko nang balang. But, no, guys. Anyway, Sean, let's go to the topic na talaga.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go to our indecisions question number one. So, if you guys don't know what indecisions is, basically, it's our this or that, yes or no questions where we try to himay the parts of the topic that we have in front of us. So today, again, it's celebrity activism and social media. So for indecisions, question number one, would you say that our social media activism has been effective? Let's start with si Mr. Buntong Hininga. Jo.
Okay, so let me just repeat that question first. Would you say that our social media activism has been effective? For me, it's naging effective siya, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Kasi most of the people na ngayon are like super focused sa social media. Well, syempre, wala naman silang ibang gagawin kundi magtutok sa phone nila. So, lahat ng mga pinagagawa ng mga youngsters like tayo, di ba? Is that, yun, like yung mga infographics about what is currently happening. And like, ang daming na-reach na tao. Especially yung mga celebrities. Kasi namulat din sila doon, di ba? So, yun.
What about you, Anna?
Well, for me, ako, I mean, there's a lot of things that social media can do to you, di ba? Ako, personally, Twitter is like my newspaper. Parang when I wake up, I check the news sa ANC, sa ABS-CBN, and stuff like that. So, I also find out about things through other people's stories, other people's tweets, and other people's reposts on Facebook. So, parang social media in general, nakaka-help talaga siya to spread the word out. So, yeah. I feel like, yes, it's effective. Social media activism is effective.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you get the word out there faster.
Yeah. Honestly, I would agree. I think I agree with both of your points because I feel like we're only starting to feel how effective our speaking out on social media has been now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are direct effects that we see from how we speak on social media. And at the same time, I do agree that that's where we get our news. Sometimes I watch the nightly news and I feel like it doesn't have everything that I saw on social media. There are so many headlines that we see from minute to minute and not all of those make the news. Sometimes there are fluff pieces pa that we totally would ignore on social media. And I'm just glad that social media is here, yo. Like I think it's the superpower of our generation talaga. Cell phones and social media. A lot of people look down on it. It's a superpower. Yeah, no, that's honestly
power.
What I was
for.
And do you guys ever feel like nagkakaroon kayo ng peer pressure to speak up about certain things just because other people are talking about it?
Ako personally,
ang dami. Ang sige go, Anna. Away.
Sa pawan.
Okay lang, Jero.
Okay.
Okay lang.
Sige, Anna.
Naiirita ako eh. Ako,
kasi naman yung mga babae, dapat na sa bahay na lang.
My God, we just had an episode. We just had an episode.
Personally, ako, I'm not always on social media. Like within the day, siguro I check it between mga 6 to 8 p.m. or like 6
You're
to 8 a.m.
You're working, girl.
Yeah, I do work during the day, so I'm not always on social media. I'm not always scrolling through Twitter and all of that. But so I don't really feel pressured kasi ano bang image yung pinoprotektahan ko, diba?
That's true.
Yeah, no pressure, but I do it because it's something that I want other people to know. For example, merong issue within like a community that not a lot of people talk about. If I can get the word out, I will post on IG stories if that helps. Kung maraming audience na ma-reach yun,
yeah. Naman
hindi, diba? So I feel like not really pressure, but more of like doing your part, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Guys, grabe na every episode, nag-aaway po kami. But yeah, anyway.
Iba yung attitude.
Well, for me, sometimes I feel pressured kapag wala akong pinopost regarding about certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because like sometimes kasi ayoko naman mag-post ng my opinion na wala naman talaga akong alam. Kasi some people kasi they post for the sake na may likes lang sa Instagram. And I'm like, that's not it!
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I know you're a super advocate of colorism, diba? Being moreno.
Oh, yeah. Being moreno.
And because that's your advocacy, that's something that you always, as much as you can, when you have the opportunity to, that's something you talk about, diba?
Yeah. So, parang, like what you said, Sean, I talk about things that I'm really knowledgeable about. Or like, I know kung saan ang gagaling to, what's the problem.
Yeah.
Ito yung sinasabi ko. Pero like certain issues, like yung trendy na issues ngayon.
Yeah.
Right now, like I'm, kaya hindi ako masyado nagsispeak out kasi wala talaga ako alam. Pero I'm trying to learn kasi Google is there, the social media is there.
So, educate yourself, diba?
Educate yourself.
It doesn't hurt to like do a little search before you actually post it.
At least parang kapag magpo-post ka, may parang, oh yes, alam ko to. If you're gonna match me, I know this thing.
Yeah,
I know this
exactly.
Shit.
And honestly, what I super love yung sa Instagram stories now, what people do is they make artsy versions of
yung
information. Yeah, yung infographic. They make artsy versions and then people just post it on Instagram stories and you're able to click them and then you're able to learn about the issues more and you're able to understand it more. But at the same time, I do agree with Jeyo. Na parang, you know how there are so many woke people on Twitter that are just so eloquent with the way that they say things, that are much more knowledgeable. There are people who are actually, you know, they're victims of certain issues. And ako, as a person, like, as much as I'd like to speak out on it just for the sake of supporting the movement, I feel like my voice would be much better used retweeting information, retweeting experiences from other people and favoriting their stuff. Kasi that's how it gets more traction. And like, you know, the things that actually matter get to the people who need to hear it more, diba?
I agree.
Yeah.
And no, a lot of the times, kasi ako din, wala akong words. Parang, ito na naman, naka-bad trip. Pero tweet ko na lang kasi wala na akong masabing hindi. Diba?
Yeah. Sometimes you feel it, but you can't say it.
Yes.
Yeah. But what about the times when, like, you know, you don't really have anything to say, pero dahil may trend, like, you know, Blackout Tuesday, for example, or yung BLM Instagram chain. Personally, I did the Blackout Tuesday one. Mm-hmm. I educated myself because at first I used the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. Or I deleted the post because apparently even if you change the caption, it's not going to get removed from the hashtag. So I had to delete the post and then repost it. And it was more of a solidarity thing. So even with those performative things, I still tried to make sure that I used it properly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yung Instagram Black Lives Matter chain, did you guys do it?
I did not kasi I saw it hating gabi na this Wednesday.
Okay.
Ako naman, I did not do it too kasi yun nung nakita ko siya, nakita na akong post na agad na, don't do this.
Yeah.
So sabi ko naman na, buti na lang.
Yeah.
And kasi I rarely go with the trend, especially when it comes to like dealing with issues. Parang I want to have my own take on it.
Yes.
Kumbaga.
Yeah. Ako personally, like I did repost it, but I didn't tag anyone. I ended the chain and I used it to post a message na parang, you know, sana as much energy as we're trying to put into the Black Lives Matter here as Filipinos, sana we are also able to channel the same energy towards the issues that directly affect us here in the Philippines. Not naman that Black Lives Matter does not matter. Yes. Obviously, it matters very, very much. Pero there are very, very important issues that we face here in our country today na hindi naman natin pwedeng pabayaan lang just because there are things that are more hyped up around the world. You know, they have the power here. We need our power here also.
Yeah, if anything, we also need to focus on the things happening here.
Yeah.
So as much as we focus on the things happening in other countries, it's also important that we educate ourselves then sa mga nangyari dito sa Philippines.
I hope mga millennials sa mga nakikinig sa amin ngayon, huwag natin kalimutan ng sarili nating bayan. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know. Especially like our influencers, you know. Sana naman. Like there are a lot of influencers who I did not really expect to be so vocal about their political opinions. Like for example, see Angel Day. So did you guys see Angel Day, I think on Twitter? Angel Day. Parang she was one of the influencers that was parang it was the time when people were trying to be positive. And then she was one of the influencers that was telling her influencers friends na parang it's not enough to just be positive. Na kailangan may pake rin tayo. Na parang, as much as good vibes are important, kailangan natin ilugar yung good vibes na yun. Just because, a lot of the times, good vibes are a privilege. Diba?
Yeah, totoo. I saw that also, I think, from Ray Hermar. I think we're talking about the same person. If anything, it's toxic positivity. And yes, it's coming from a place of privilege.
Yeah.
But also, I think, because may political standing yung nagpost, I think.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
But also, I love how we're going about our social media activism now. Dati kasi it was so aggressive na parang, this is my point, you have to understand it. Now, we're slowly starting to break down topics for people to understand more. Because I feel like yung aggression, it already worked for the people it was gonna work on. So now we have to work extra hard to be able to capture more people that we want to understand where we're coming from, diba? So we can't use the same rhetoric that we were using before. Kasi kung hindi nila nagets yun dati, they're probably not gonna get it now until you start educating them and encouraging everyone to educate themselves and giving them the resources also. I super love that. So I know Jay already talked about it. Now Jay said, yes, he loves talking about things that he's educated about. Ikaw, mm-hmm. Anna, do you feel the same way? Na parang when you're educated about a topic, it's something you want to talk about more? Or it's just...
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Like the last episode with me and Ella, we talked about like feminism and stuff like that. I was never a huge feminist just because I'm just friends with a lot of guys. But syempre, like times change and I learn things on my own. I go on social media, I read things, I do my research and stuff like that. So parang that really helped me. In a sense na I talk to my guy friends na hindi dapat ganyan. Parang it's just a way of educating them because you care for them and you love them and you want them to grow. Yeah. So parang if I can have like a platform to at least try to educate people around me, I would love to.
And I feel like education doesn't just come from a place of, you know, reading about it and understanding it. I think education also comes from a place na parang if you yourself were doing things before that wasn't necessarily in line with what you believe in now, understanding those things and why they were wrong helps you to educate yourself more. Parang, you know, self-correction, na parang when you're doing something wrong in your behavior and then because now you know better, you self-correct yourself. Then, self-correct yourself. Ang galing.
Self-correct yourself. It's more of like I don't know, growth. You can change your opinion about something.
And there are so many different ways to go about, you know, handling yourself in different situations and also just educating yourself. I think one thing on social media that people were talking about was a comparison between Mooney Mooney and Ben and Ben. Excited. No, but because Mooney Mooney and Ben and Ben, they both had songs that were scheduled to come out during the whole terror bill issue, during the whole Black Lives Matter issue. And Ben and Ben decided to release the song while Mooney Mooney decided to postpone the release of their song to give space. Do you guys have any thoughts on that situation? Are you guys team Ben and Ben? I know it's not supposed to be a competition, but like, you know, just the way they went about it.
Gusto ko si Anna muna since she's a big fan of like Ben and Ben.
Why would you do this? You know, I love them both. You know how I feel about them.
Yeah, no, they're both amazing, obviously.
Yes, they are. But I do feel like from an artist, a creator's
content producer.
Tayo din naman, we had this whole podcast planned out and then we postponed it kasi we wanted to give way. We all felt mutual naman na it wasn't a good time to release anything. But I feel like for the case of an artist with a label and sila, I bet they worked on it months before, probably they already planned everything out. I would understand, parang ito yung nasa top ng isip nila ngayon. Like on this day, mag-release kami, ganyan. And they said it naman eh, diba? Nag-announce sila na sa araw na to, mag-release kami ng kanta, ganyan. And I felt like it was just, it's because it's something that they worked hard on, diba?
Yeah.
But I understand din kasi yung sa Mooney Mooney na hindi muna nila ni-release yung album, I think, or just the song. They didn't release their new thing to give way, which is, I mean, sobrang, like, hanga din ako doon kasi, yun nga, pinaghirapan mo, and for you to like, get the courage to say, okay, hindi pa ito yung tamang panahon to release this. That, I respect. I respect that so much because it doesn't. It takes a lot of courage to postpone your art, especially because napaghirapan yun and stuff like that. And we went through the same. We all went through the same. So I feel like it's not a competition, but I do understand where both parties are coming from. Parties, laban. No, but like
I understand where
fans are coming from. Parang I feel because Ben and Ben, they didn't have it naman coming na. I mean, if they knew that this would happen, they probably would have done something. Because personally, like, I mean, sila in, as individuals, they do things din naman. For they raise awareness, they fight for other people's rights and stuff like that. So parang, I don't think releasing a song necessarily makes them a bad person or a bad band. By the way, I love Ben and Ben.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like I was trying to be
serious. Pero kasi, have you guys heard the song?
What? Bagun,
I haven't heard of the song pa.
I actually haven't heard the song either.
Pero like, ano, when what Anna said, ay, ako magsalita.
Ang lamig na. Ay, sorry, Jay.
Go lang, Jay.
Attitude. Guys, grabe. Porket bata ako yung mas bata, hindi nila ako pinapasalita. The joke lang.
Pwede, okay, one year younger ka lang.
But yun nga, I think kasi, parang for me, baka maybe, we don't know what happened kasi with Ben and Ben. Baka malay mo, may kontrata sila na they need to upload in this certain date. Siyempre, pag nila, siyempre, baka makasuhon sila. Kasi, I don't know. We don't know. So, we can judge people, diba?
Yeah.
And it's, tsaka parang for me, it's not really parang sensitive na parang, wala kami pake. Ganon. I think may, for sure, may pake sila sa nangyayari.
Their individual members did have, you know, they had their own say on social media about the situation. And I think, I think Muni Muni might have been in a more free situation to do what they wanted.
Yes.
Because I know that with Ben and Ben, since they are a signed band, they are under a recording company, there's a lot of money that goes into their music and releasing songs. So, well, the world is a better place with great music and great music to speak out.
It wasn't a crime.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it, really. People just made a big issue about it. I don't think it was such a
big issue. Yeah, it wasn't necessary.
Issue. Yeah. But I know a lot of people make a big issue about celebs not speaking up.
Mm.
And so for Indecisions, question number 2, do you believe that celebrities have the responsibility to speak up about the advocacies and issues that they believe in?
Yes.
Huh?
Indecisions question number 4.
No, but I didn't ask the other two.
Yeah,
that's why I called it 2.
Anyway, so yeah.
Siyempre magulo tayo, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right. You. Yeah. For me, also. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We know episode natin puno ng away, but yeah. Kasi they're celebrities, so they have this this influence na ang daming tao nakatingin sa kanila. So, parang for me, you should use that kind of influence to really educate people. Kasi, for sure, yung mga people mga tao na naglo-look up sa kanila, kapag na-educate sila, syempre maniniwala sila. Hindi naman agad, but alam mo yung mga babrighten up yung minds nila. Ganun. So, I think, dapat talaga na parang they need to speak up about certain advocacies. Hindi lang sa nangyayari ngayon, but like, ano, their own advocacies din in life.
Yeah. Anna, do you have thoughts?
I think yes, they should. Kasi nga, may following sila. They have people that they have children, kids, or like may mga hindi informed na probably tinututukan sila. So I mean, gets, if you have followers, if you have people that look up to you, baka naman pwede mong gawing mabuting. I mean, use your platform to spread awareness, diba? Or
encourage education, encourage donation,
and stuff like that. You know what? I actually watched Last Dance yesterday, and I was on this episode na parang si Jordan, he wasn't supporting Harvey Gantt, I think, tama ba? In the Senate race in North Carolina, and yung stand niya dito was, alam mo, ahanapin ko na lang kasi hindi ko talaga siya. But I remember, said na parang, ayun, The way I go about my life is I set examples. If it inspires you, great. I will continue to do that. If it doesn't, then maybe I'm not the person you should be following. Hmm. Okay, 2 points. Well, I understand that si Jordan siguro, he was still trying to figure out what to do with the image.
Diba? Yeah.
But he didn't know at that time siguro, like, I don't know anything about basketball, okay, but I'm just basing it on what I watched. But siguro at that time hindi pa niya alam yung impact na nagagawa niya for other people, for younger people. So when he made that statement, I feel he was just trying to live his life. Mm-hmm. I'm a basketball player. Let me play basketball.
Mm-hmm. Wag mo akong involved. I want to be a regular person, diba? Yeah.
Yeah, wag mo akong involved sa politics, hindi ako politician. Like, I'm in basketball. Like, let's talk about that. Ganon. And I understand that and I get that. It's just that siguro right now, if that were to happen right now, I don't think it would be acceptable. Kasi mm-hmm. you can't turn a blind eye on the things that are happening right now. Especially if you've already been like exposed to what's wrong. It's hard to to disregard it and say na hindi influencer ako. Hindi, I do fashion. I'm not into politics. Mm-hmm. So I feel like even if you're not into politics, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Not the politics in general, but like if you have an advocacy, it doesn't have to be that deep.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's crazy because you know, a long time ago, well, not a long time ago, pero siguro, like, you know, in the 70s, 80s, 90s, the celebrities that the world had, specifically musicians, all of them were activists of sorts. Yeah. Diba? They all had something to say. They were all very political. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like something happened in the 2000s na parang naging sobrang structured ng sense of being a celebrity that they stopped talking about certain issues and they focused more on image. And they focus more on being the perfect human being and talking about politics, that's gonna divide people. And you don't wanna divide opinion when you're a celebrity. And I feel like ngayon lang uli natin nararamdaman yung pagka-political ng celebrities. I feel like that's only starting to come back now. And it's because of social media. It's because people care about it today, and we're honestly like I don't want to say we're bullying celebrities into speaking up, because sometimes it does come out that way.
Yeah.
But I do feel like there is now a pressure for artists to talk about certain things, to represent their fans in a certain way. Because, wow, they do it better than representatives. Anyway.
I know,
now there's social media has given them two things. One, a way for fans to reach them. And two, a way for them to talk to their fans without the need for a television, without the need for radio. Direct na siya. But and honestly, like going back to the point of whether they should or should not speak out, I feel like there are so many celebrities in the States, here in the Philippines, that do donate to certain causes. Like in the States, they donate like hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yep. Here in the Philippines, they raise their own money, like Bella Padilla, for example, Angel Oxine. And for me, if you are a person with millions or hundreds of thousands of followers and you're willing to put that much money into a cause, then you should be willing to use your platform to talk about it also.
Yes.
Diba? Parang you don't have to talk about every single issue, but if it's something that you already care about, if it's something that you already donate to, talk about it, diba? Kasi there are so many celebrities that donate lang and they don't talk. Mm-hmm. And there are so many celebrities that talk lang and they don't donate. Mm-hmm. And I think those two go hand in hand because they have so much power. They have power of money. They have power of influence. Mm-hmm. Diba? And it's such a waste to not use it. Jayo, go ahead.
Naman, for me kasi, like, I don't get it. Kasi some influencers, sinasabi na parang, why do people pressure me into like talking to certain topics?
Yeah.
Oh, kasi for me, pinasok mo kasi yung pagiging influencer. Mm-hmm. So, yung pagiging influencer, it's not just like, you know, hi guys, thank you for sponsoring me. Hindi lang siya ganun eh. It's more than that eh. For me, it's more than just showcasing products. It's an influence, a platform to just, alam mo yun, hindi siya like shallow lang. And nakaano lang ako kasi parang, ayoko siya i-call out, but yeah, move on tayo.
Nalaksan tayo. No. Huh? But you know what? Actually, nagulat ako. Well, hindi naman ako nagulat. It was a normal day. I was just doing my own thing. Tapos nagkaroon ako ng notification from BTS and they spoke up about BLM.
That's crazy.
Akala ko yung kinausap, pini-M ka.
Hindi. Hiya na, ganon. No, but like they tweeted about it and said that parang they're one with the movement and stuff like that. But basta they're supporting BLM. And for me, for a K-pop group to do that, na alam naman natin bond, may bond sila with a company. There are things that they can't talk about. Maraming restrictions and stuff like that. Sean, you know this because you watch the
Nizzy Project.
Yes, you watch that. So you know this. So alam mo, parang they probably like set aside those restrictions to talk about it. I'm not, I don't know. I may be glorifying them and I may be too biased because, oh my god, I decided to stand the right group. Like, hey, BTS, I love you so much.
No, but I agreed. But we were talking about formulas a while ago for celebrities. K-pop has the most strict formulas for their idols today, more than any other country. Their restrictions are wild, right? There are some companies where when you're a trainee, you're not allowed to have social media until you debut, which is absolutely bonkers. And so for BTS to go out and
galing yung bonkers.
Galing sa US. Important siya. No, but kasi it just goes to show how much influence we as the youth on social media have put on these celebrities who in this day and age have learned to say nothing. Because we won't allow them to say nothing. We cancel. We unstan. And as much as cancel culture is bad, because it's very, very dangerous, because it assumes that people can't change, I still think that the pressure that it puts on people to make themselves better, to make themselves more informed, it's good. It comes out good. I just hope that they actually become more informed and more responsible.
Responsibility to nationism.
If you have responsibilization. The platform.
Use it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I'm really snapping, huh?
Yeah.
I like it. Iba tayo tapos, moms.
I do iba tayo tapos. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, but... And just moving on from that, do you guys feel like... You know, this is, I feel like when we're doing political stuff, it's important to ask the question, what to do, what are we going to do from here? You know, what do we want to change?
Yeah.
And I know that this is a question that Anna and Ella struggled with on the last podcast. They didn't really know what to say, because honestly, with these issues, we take it day by day. You know, we get new information every single day, and to think about tomorrow, to think about what we want, it's kind of difficult. Because these issues are systemic. Do you guys have any, you know, ideas on where we're supposed to go? Not just with celebrity activism, but also with how we handle social media as a platform for speaking out on our views. Mm-hmm. What's our end goal?
Okay, for me, I think talaga we should utilize social media talaga. Na parang alam mo yun nga, diba, kasi nasabi na use social media with responsibility. And I think that kind of responsibility is to talk about certain things like this. It's not like a lot of people won't get it, syempre like yung mga boomers. But like for me kasi social media, it's a great platform to really speak out your advocacy, especially my advocacy in life, which is yung pagiging moreno. Hindi lang yung parang other, but yun nga, yung advocacy ko. And yun, I think kasi pag na-share natin yung mga thoughts natin, share natin yung opinions natin about that, ang dami nating ma-educate, ang dami nating ma-reach na tao na maybe some people, wala naman talaga nag-educate sa kanila. So, hope pag na-reach nila, pag nakita nila yung post natin or opinion natin about some things, I mean, at least ma-educate sila about certain things.
Yeah.
And yun. What about you, Alan? So, di pa ako tapos, Sean.
Ay, sorry. Nag-pause ka kasi.
That's what you call theatrical pause. Shut up. Ano pa na yun? For me, na yun talaga. To make it short, use social media with responsibility talaga. Not just for fun. It's social media is really, it's a big deal kasi. Yun.
Ako, I understand that there are people that don't use social media, especially like artists na minsan lang talaga mag-post. Mm-hmm. Pero marami silang followers. And I feel like if you can, I mean, some people kasi they don't use social media for their peace. And I get that. I honestly, I understand that. But if you can, you never know like what one IG story could do. Sharing one infograph from someone on your IG story, you don't know what that can do to you. Cause like, paano ba? Like yung mga nangyayari sa Yemen, we don't know that. We didn't know that. I didn't know that until I saw it on someone's IG story. So then, dun lang ako na-educate, dun ko lang nalaman na, ito pala yung nangyayari, ganyan. So you really don't know where. You really don't know where the news you share could reach. Might reach.
Yeah.
So if you can, as much as possible, tayo hindi naman tayo influencers, obviously. Mm. But we try. We try to do it because you never know. Someone somewhere out there might find the information useful. And malay mo, they can make a difference from their own.
Yeah. For me, I think I do have a critique about the way we talk about things today. I was talking to Anna about this. I was listening to their podcast because I was editing it. For me, kasi I have a frustration with the way that we talk about things today. I think it's getting better, but it's a frustration that I felt when I was listening to the podcast of Ella and Anna. I was telling you about it, Anna, because I was editing your podcast, and I felt like, not to undermine like the anger that you felt, but I feel like we're at the point where we can't be exclusive about our anger anymore. We can't be exclusive about our political stance. You know, na parang if you are part of the problem, then you are part of a problem and you probably won't understand me. I feel like we have to break down that barrier. Now we have to include everyone in the conversation. And that's why I love the call for education. Na parang you have to understand the issue more. Because honestly, like when you call someone, like for example, you are part of the problem. You are part of the problem. Your behavior is part of the problem. If you don't break it down for them, they're not gonna understand it. And they're gonna stand against you because to them, inaaway mo lang sila. And I feel...
Tago ka na.
Yeah.
Hindi ka naman ganyan dati.
Yeah, exactly. Me and my friends, you know, I've on multiple occasions with different people, more increasingly, do we talk about issues that don't necessarily concern us? More and more. So we find ourselves having discourse about these issues and we try to break it down ourselves because, you know, we try to understand where is the anger coming from? Bakit to nangyayari? How can we do better and how has our behavior contributed or hindered these movements? Diba? And there are a lot of people who are willing but do not understand. There are a lot of people who are pushed away because they're pushed away by the movements. Like, I get the anger is valid, but I also feel like if you want your advocacy to move forward, you have to get past anger. I remember watching BLM protests, and their activists, the BLM activists, they're so eloquent. Like, they don't just... They don't just talk about their pain without making you understand it, diba? Like gets mo na may pain sila eh. But when you watch them, you understand why they're angry. You understand why they're angry. You understand what what their pain is. You'll never truly feel it,
yeah,
but you can sympathize. And that's what we want people to do. We want people to sympathize with the issues for them to be able to fight with us. And that's what I want moving forward. You know, a more inclusive nation. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for inclusivity. True. Why don't we apply that for when we talk about our issues also?
And it's not to fight anyone. It's to, if anything, I feel like educating people these days mean na inaaway mo sila. Di naman sa ganun.
Yeah.
It's more of like, I'm trying to let you know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make you understand.
Yeah.
And I mean, we don't have to fight over it. You just have to understand me.
That's, you know, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, communication, dude. Communication makes the world a better place. Good communication makes the world a better place. Wow. Umiiyak ka lang. Break down, walk out.
Yeah. Break down lang, tapos mamaya okay na.
Let's not talk about it. Let's just move
sorry,
on.
Sorry.
I feel like we've said a lot about the issue. I've said so much about the issue. Yeah, I just have so much thought. I'm sorry.
Nah, I know you do, and I'm not really the type of person that would speak up about us about a lot of things, mm-hmm. just because it wasn't the type of environment that I grew up in. But yeah. Now, like meeting people and seeing what speaking up does. It makes mm-hmm. me do it. I mean, not the one makes me, but it makes me want to do it. You know what yeah. I mean? So,
yeah, I feel like this is good. I agree.
Not healthy. Healthy!
Parang salad lang yun.
Mm, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I agree. Yun ang nasabi. Yun ang bug. But yeah, I agree. Kasi alam mo yun, a lot of kids, a lot of like our generation kasi na minsan na-discourage sila, lalo na kapag yung mga parents nila, sinasabi nila na, no, you don't need to talk about this kind of certain issues.
Yeah.
You just need to be quiet na lang. Kumbaga, ako, parang, no, you need to speak out talaga.
Yeah.
Mega.
Yeah. I saw this TikTok trend super fast lang of these Gen Z kids, and they would video themselves talking to their parents about issues that they've been diba? Sobrang ganda nun. Yung, I mean, they get so frustrated at their parents. But at the same time, the parents also start to understand the discomfort that this is causing us. Like, sometimes hindi nga tayo yung oppressed. But the fact that they're, like, we sympathize, we feel for them, you know, it hurts, dude. It hurts. Jojo. Yes.
I think for our parents, kunyari, to be more open is that we need to talk to them then in a nice way. Kasi some kids then parang, no, kasi ganito kasi nangyayari, ganito, sorry. So, syempre, paano ma-understand ng parents?
Yeah.
I think for me, when I started speaking about a lot about political stuff in social media, I tried to talk to my parents about it, and then they were really open about it. Di naman sila sinabi na parang, well, at first sinabi, oy, aktivista ka nang ganun.
Yeah.
And I inexplained yung part ko kung bakit naging ganun ako. So in that way, inexplain ko siya nang maayos. So na-understand nila nang maayos. I think if you want to, for our listeners, if you want to for like your parents to like understand you, talk to them in a nicer way. Di naman palagi na, like, you don't need to fight fire with fire, kumbaga.
Yeah.
No,
I love that you brought that up. You know, I have never thought of myself as an activist. I am not an activist. Because there are so many people who are actual activists, and they are always in the front lines. They are always, you know, the first informed, the most eloquent to talk about these issues. I am not that person. What I am is a concerned citizen of my country, who wants a more inclusive place for everyone, who wants justice for everyone, who wants everyone to live a better quality of life, diba? Mm-hmm. And it's so sad that just wanting that now makes you an activist of some sort, makes you a terrorist of some sort. Like, honestly, you know, these, I don't know, sobrang, I feel like my contributions are so small to what activists actually do in our society, diba? We they're oftentimes belittled, but so many of our rights are given to us by activists. Our rights are defended by our activists. And I am not one, but I will continue from where I sit, from where I stand, to talk about and fight for the things that I believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's a good place to end it for now. Man.
So many things that we can do, you know.
Yeah.
It's just that we just need, I feel, more people to do it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Join the conversation, diba? At Barely Adults PH on Instagram and Facebook. And of course, individually, it's at Sean Delendan for me. That's S-E-A-N Delendan. And for Anna?
It's at Anna Balmaris for me on Twitter and on Instagram.
And you can follow me on Instagram. I don't use Twitter. Because I'm taking a break from Twitter. So you can follow me on Instagram. That is at J-O Jinxx. Ang hirap na, but that's J-E-O-J-I-N-G-C-X.
Yeah, thanks guys, for listening.
If you made it this far, leave a comment.
Yeah, like maybe leave a 100 emoji. Okay, a butterfly and the 100 emoji. Both of those. Leave it on our Instagram if you'd like. And join us on our next podcast. Make sure to check the previous one, the next one. Whatever. You know, freedom. You have freedom. Bala ka.
Bye guys.
Bye guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.